We're crazy. We think crazy. Not everyone around us is crazy, and it's probably a good thing. You don't want another lot of crazies around and crazy, because then it just goes out of control, okay? But what I did, this is what I did, okay? This is like the whole rant I went on was to get to a point of, what do I do with negative people? I don't kick them out.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
All right, fighters, what is going on, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? This is Anik Singhal, your host of The Fighting Entrepreneur podcast, and today we're going to talk about negative people. Ugh, right? Negative people. God, they drive me crazy. And they're so... Okay, I'm not going to get going. The positive. We be positive about negative people, right? I told you that you would be a little surprised as to my reaction. First of all, I understand, and let's address this very quickly right off the bat. Let's get it off. Negative people can be difficult. I understand it's stressful. You know, they're a bit of a pain. And it's okay to be upset, to get rattled. Do you know what I'm going to say that's against pretty much all the advice that the personal development gurus are out there giving? Is that I don't think it's okay to kick negative people out of your life. That's really stupid, actually. Here's why. See, I think we mix up the definition of negative people versus toxic people. That's two different things. Believe it or not, but people that are negative probably love you the most. People that are negative are actually probably your dearest friends and family. That's the crazy ironic part. Now, toxic is someone who literally wants to destroy you. Toxic is someone who wants to put you down to stand on top of you. Toxic is someone who's looking to do you harm, actively seeking to do you harm, not harm doesn't mean that they're trying to make you feel bad or trying to warn you or trying to or being quote unquote negative. Harm means they're scheming behind your back. They're getting in your way. They're erupting obstacles in your way. That's toxic. They gotta go. Toxic people, out the door you go. Door is open. Foot on their butt. Push hard. Get them out. No questions. No arguments. Kick easily, okay? I'll tell you what, there is a toxic person in my life. I hope he's listening to this because he needs to know that I will constantly talk about this for the rest of my life. This person who I gave every heart and soul, I gave him everything. It was like my brother, okay? And I found out years later that in the toughest time in my career, my toughest time in my business, when I had fallen $1.7 million in debt, when I had my parents had to loan out their entire house to me, literally they had to take a mortgage against the whole house, this man was standing behind me and actually robbing me. He was my right hand, and he was robbing me day and night, stripping me of my friendships around relationships, making me more and more reliant on him, and robbing me. When we finally discovered everything, I found he was stealing from me in 26 different ways. It was absolutely appalling. This man used to wake up every morning, and the first thought that would come to him was, how do I screw Anik? That's a toxic person, and you can bet your butt I got rid of him, and I made him pay for it. So I show no mercy to toxic people. But guys, negative people, you know, I tell this in the most loving way. So if these three people are listening, please don't get upset. I mean well. But probably three of the most negative people in my life have been my father, my mother, and my wife. So let me ask you something. Should I kick them out of my life? I would not be the man I am today. I would not have the courage, the strength, the persistence, and the values I have today if it wasn't for my father. I wouldn't be alive today, genuinely alive, physically. Those who know me know I had major health conditions. I wouldn't be physically alive today if I didn't have my mother. And I wouldn't even be close to happy, fulfilled, and prosperous if I didn't have my wife. What the heck would have happened if I kicked them out? See, here's the deal. My mom, right, for example, when I was building this beautiful Learn Center, 26,000 square foot facility that cost us a lot of money, like a lot, millions. She found out, she goes, oh, what? That's crazy. Are you stupid? Have you lost your mind? How are you going to make that money back? I said, I don't know. It's just going to happen. It's meant to be. Are you dumb? I'm like, man, you're being really negative right now, Mom. All the personal development gurus said, that's it. You're out. Get out. No more in my life. Bye. Really? No, see, my mom, she's scared for me. She loves me. She's petrified. You know why she's petrified? Because she can't see herself doing it. I didn't use her logic to make my decision. So hence, she can't understand it. When she can't understand it, she has to protect me. She has to defend, like, protect me. But okay, again, their way of protecting is to say, stop, don't do it. Oh my God, get out, run. And we perceive that as negative. Okay, my father, when I wanted to quit going to medical school and I wanted to go to business school, he was very supportive, but he was also a little negative. And then on top of that, when my grades started to slip and I was busy in business school trying to launch a business, he's like, ah, kid, what are you doing? I don't know. He's being a little negative. There's been multiple times in my life where my dad's been, but my dad, he's the biggest rock I have. That man, without even 2 seconds of asking or notice, that man lent me his entire house in cash. He spent his whole life paying that off. Is that a man that should be kicked out of my life? No. Last but not least, my wife. She was with me when I fell apart, when I was $1.7 million in debt. She stood next to me. She wasn't my wife back then, but she stood right next to me. And when I went to her and said, hey, I figured it out. I know how I'm going to get out of debt. She said, what? I said, I'm going to start another business. She looked at me. She goes, have you lost your damn mind? But I can understand, right? Anyone can understand that. Because she would never perceive that to be the appropriate action. I did. So I'm not going to kick her out. You don't just kick people out. Those people love you the most. My wife, my father, my mother love me the most. They just, hey, listen, entrepreneurs, we're crazy. All right, let's just face it. We're crazy. We're a little silly. We're a lot of silly. We're crazy. We think crazy. Not everyone around us is crazy. And it's probably a good thing. You don't want another lot of crazies around the crazy because then it just goes out of control, okay? But what I did, this is what I did, okay? This is like the whole rant I went on was to get to a point of what do I do with negative people? I don't kick them out. I love them even more, actually. But what I do with negative people is I change my communication pattern with them. See, growing up, we are taught this little saying that people love to say, be yourself. Always be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. What the heck is that? Who's myself? I don't know. It's such a selfish approach to relationships, people, and communication. I am what I need to be at the moment for what needs to be received and done at the moment. Now, I have my core values, my core beliefs. Those never change. But yes, I can change how my demeanor is. I can change how I talk, what I talk, what words I choose, what topics I talk about. You know what? When you go see your friend, so I have a friend of mine, okay? He is a big computer geek. He's one of my favorite people in the world. Like, I love this guy. He's one of my best friends. But he's a computer geek. He loves to show me his servers and this and that. And my eyes cross. I don't understand. He's so excited. Oh my God, I got this for $40. How much is it usually? $500. What's wrong with you? You don't know this? No, I don't. Right? I'm not engaged. But the minute he starts talking to me about the Washington Redskins, or we start talking about a mutual friend, or we start talking about cars or anything that's fun, engaging, past stories, I'm in. We're having fun. I'm laughing. I'm in the conversation. Same thing. See, now he can't talk to his wife about the Washington Redskins and cars. She would not be engaged. So he chooses different topics. We choose different topics to talk to different people. That's what we call individualistic relationship management. Well, I just like came up with a word. It's like IRM, individualistic relationship management. That's pretty cool. That's not what we're taught. We're taught be yourself, be yourself, be the same way. We are always the same way with everybody. You know what that means? It literally means we exclude most people out of our lives because they can't connect with us. But great entrepreneurs, we don't exclude, we include. Great entrepreneurs are all about leading. Great entrepreneurs are about making other people around them comfortable. So you know what I do with negative people? I find what makes them positive and I focus on it. So with my mom, I don't talk about the electrical bills here at the Learn Center. It stresses her out. She doesn't need to know it. With my father, I stress the massive, you know, the massive wins we're having. So he sees and says, man, I'm proud I supported my son. Look at what he's done. With my wife, I make sure she knows that even if I go balls crazy and lose all our money again, we are safe. I've put nest eggs away. I've made sure safety is there. I'm worried about my family first. You know what? When I talk to some of my friends and I hear that they don't like to talk about certain topics, like politics, for example, how many people are losing lifelong friends and family over something as stupid as politics? Because what? You just must be heard. You just must be able to say what's on your mind all the time. What if you just don't talk about that topic with this person that you know rattles them. Just don't talk about it. Talk about what they like to talk about. Talk about puppies and rainbows and whatever else. That is individualistic relationship management, IRM. You start to do that, I'm telling you, you are going to become a powerful leader, unstoppable, and someone that other people love being around, genuinely, truly love being around. You don't have to love everybody you're around, but you certainly don't want to make people hate you. You don't want to hate them. It doesn't lead to, like, growth at all. Individualistic relationship management. That's what I do with negative people. Is I figure out what makes them negative, I own it, I take ownership over it, and I flip it. And all of a sudden, I turn a negative relationship into a positive relationship, and I believe you, Mr. Fighting Entrepreneur, Mrs. Fighting Entrepreneur, Miss Fighting Entrepreneur, Junior Fighting Entrepreneur, Senior Fighting Entrepreneur, whoever you are, I believe you can do this. But you gotta put conscious effort, takes practice like everything else. You get good at this, you master this one skill, and I promise you, you are going to be a multi-millionaire. Learn people, and you'll be a multi-millionaire. Don't kick people out. Don't just keep kicking people out of your life. That will be a very lonely life, and that's where 90% of the people in the world live. Be part of the rest of us. Individualistic relationship management. It's been an absolute honor talking to you today. Remember, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back, and individually manage your relationships. Figure out what makes a relationship positive. Focus on that. Toxic people, give them the boot as hard as you can, out the door. Make sure it hurts on the way out. But negative people, nah, there are people usually that love you. Turn them positive. This is Onyx. Thanks again for listening. It's been an honor. I'll see you on the next Fighting Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.